First, I want to give Yasher Koach to the Chevra for taking care and setting up. It's always a lot of work and it's not taken for granted. I also want to thank my dear friend Yaakov Hagler. Yaakov, same seat as last year, Mr. Shem, she continue. We should sit together in Yerushalayim, in good health, all of us together, Mr. Shem. The tour in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, uncharacteristically, goes away from halacha a little bit. And tells us a remarkable makar, a source, for a word that is very much a part of the nusach of this time of the year. Uvachain. Uvachain, and so, uvachain tein pachtecha, uvachain tein kovet, uvachain yiskadishim, uvachain sadikim. Everything is uvachain. And it can't be that such a thing, chalila, is a mikra. Nothing in Avodas Hashem and Torah just happens. But the Torah says something astonishing. That the makar of all these uvachains that carry us through these days, the makar of all the uvachains, is from Megillas Esther. It says in the Megillah, uvachain avai el ha-melech asher lo kados. Uvachain avai el ha-melech asher lo kados. So you know that Mordechai is crying to Esther Malka what's going to be. And he was mechazeker. And Esther Malka prepared herself. Uvechein avai, uvechein, uvechein, avai el hamelech, asher lo kados. And so I will approach the king. I will try to go into the king, asher lo kados, even though it's against the law. Asher lo kados. So the Torah learns that uvechein, when Esther Malka said uvechein ovei el hamelech asher lo kados, that's why we say in our davening over and over again, v'shanim kippur uvechein, uvechein tein pachtecha, uvechein tein kovet uvechein, and so uvechein ovei el hamelech asher lo kados, and so I will go into the king, even though it's against the law. Now you know that in Halacha, Beis Din gives an extension of time for a person who owes money and there was a time to pay the money and he hasn't been able to come up with the funds. So Beis Din gives an extension of Shloshim Yom, of 30 days. And during those 30 days, the person has a chance, an extra chance, an extension to the law. A chance to make a cheshbon, to work, to figure things out, to try to think of some way to come up with the missing money, and to fix, and to repair, and to make good on this debt. So Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and he gives us at the end of the year 30 days, an extension, Each one of us is such a Baal Chayiv. As a people, as individuals, Chayivus, how much we owe. And the Shemesh Baruch gives us 30 days, the month of Elul, at the end of the year, to make a cheshbon, to try to figure things out, to look over our books, to try to somehow come up with epis something. To pay back the Bari Olam for all that we owe him. And all that we've used this year and we haven't paid. And when it comes to Slichus, Slamish, the end of the 30-day period is approaching. And we feel like Esther Hamalka, Vanilo Nekresi Love Alamelech Zeshloy Shimyon. Vanilo Nekresi Love Alamelech Zeshloy Shimyon. The 30 days are almost finished. And each one of us feels the terror of Esther Malka, who said, I haven't been called in. It's 30 days. Now how many of us have thought about taking one step closer? How many of us have thought about approaching the King during these 30 days of the extension? And so now it's Slichus. And we hear at the conclusion of Elul, and we say once again, Hashem Baruch, you're right, we're ashamed. We couldn't come up with anything. And Lo b'chesed, Lo b'maasim, bonu l'fanecha. Hashem Yisboruch doesn't want our money. Hashem Yisboruch wants us to pay with chesed and maasim. And Lo b'chesed, Lo b'maasim, bonu l'fanecha. Kedavim u'cheroshim d'afakim d'lasecha. We're impoverished. And we're banging on your door. And we're afraid. We're asking for ourselves and for all whom we love and for all Klal Yisrael. We're asking for more. More bonai, my chai, mezayin, revicha. We're asking for more. And we haven't started paying back. So we feel like Esther Amalka. That's what the Torah say. We feel like Esther Amalka. And Knesset Yisrael is Esther Amalka. Uvechein ovai el ha-melech asher lo kados. And we're frightened because the days are here. Uvechein tein pachtecha. Uvechein tein kovid. Uvechein. What are we going to do? The This isn't a game. We take these things seriously. So what are we going to do? Now the Rambam teaches us in the third parak of Hilchos Teshuva, V'shikol zeh einu lefi minyan hazchuyos v'ha'avonos. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs things. Since we're children, we think of these scales. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs who we are. V'shikol zeh einu lefi minyan hazchuyos v'ha'avonos. It doesn't go by the number of schusim and aveirs, elul fi gadol, but according to the nature of the mitzvah and according to the nature, the size of the aveir, the magnitude of the mitzvah and the magnitude of the aveir. Yes, Chus, the Rambam says, she can neged kama avaynus. There's such a thing as a schus that a person has, and that schus can outweigh many, many avayus. That one schus can outweigh many avayus. The Rambam goes on and says, all of this is measured. We're evaluated at this time of the year only according to that understanding of Kel Deyos, of Hashem. For who are you daya eich orchem haschuyis keneged ha'avayim? And only Hashem, whose Kel Deyos, knows how to weigh, to measure, to evaluate our schusim, whatever good there is in us, keneged the things that we've done this past year, all of our chayvus. We have to try to know, to learn, to understand. Have we been taught about some big schus, some big powerful schus that has been shown to us, that is very, very great in Hashem Yisbarach's eyes? Because only Hashem Yisbarach, as we learned from the Rambam, only Hashem Yisbarach knows how to evaluate every schus, every mitzvah, and every aveir. So is there something for people like us? Is there something that we could hold on to? That we could connect to? That we could daven about and think about and work on during this time of the year? That has been revealed to us as a gewaltige schus. Something that Hashem Yisbarach has told us makes a big difference in His eyes. V'ula yirachem. This is a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says an amazing thing. There are three people. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriz aleihem b'chol yoyim. That Hashem makes a big proclamation. He announces, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machriz aleihem b'chol yoyim. Now machriz, to announce, to proclaim, we understand has the letters, the oisius of merkaz. Machriz, merkaz means that when Chazal revealed to us that Hashem announces and proclaims three individuals, three types of Jews, each and every day it means that there's a certain kind of a Jew who's at the center of Hashem's world, who is the focal point of Hashem's attention. You know, Lahavdil, the person listens to the news, so he turns on the radio, and the radio, so they're all different chadoshes, they're all different news items. But every day on the news, there's a top story. Sometimes there's nothing very, very exciting that's going on, so they take a little thing and they try to build it up into a top story. But oftentimes there's a choshev yediyah, something very, very choshev. And that's the top story of the day, in every single station on the radio, in every headline in the newspaper, is making this hachraza, is announcing. This big story. Sometimes, very, very rarely, the story is so big that it's not enough that a regular reporter gets onto the radio, but they interrupt the regular broadcast. And there's somebody very, very big, somebody very choshev, that gives over some extraordinary news. And very, very, very rarely, here in America, the President of the United States will himself get onto all of the stations, like what happened not so long ago when the Rosh Bin Laden Yamach Shemai V'Zichrei. So you understand that in such with such chadosh, is something so new, something so big, you don't have a reporter, a person stand, not even a governor, for such a breaking news item that shakes the whole world. For such a hachroza, the president himself gets onto the radio. Now in this world we have news. And the news that we hear in this world, and the news that is being reported in this world, are things that are going on in Shemayim. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes with a breath, the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a wind, and the wind carries away homes and lives. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a little gesture and pushes aside the wind. Ma'avi yomim mevi laila, machlif es hazman mishani itim. So here in this world, there are wars, there are storms, there are things that are going on with the economy. And the Ma'aseh Shemayim, these things that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing in the world, that's the news that we listen to. It's the news that we read in the papers, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam fears the Welt, what he's doing in the world. So our news in this world really is, we're reporting what Hashem does. A good reporter tries to give an accurate report. Just come out, you don't have in the world such a thing. To report accurately. Even the Meraglim came back. And the Meraglim were Anoshim with Tzadikim and Chashuvim. And Chazal say, Omru b'fiyah mashaloi roh b'neim. They said with their mouths, but they didn't see with their eyes. They gave an inaccurate report. They were dishonest in their journalism. The Baruch Shalom did something in the world. And the Meraglim came back and they changed the report. But all of that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing in the world. That's the news. And we're trying to understand, to interpret. Everybody has his own editorial comment to make on what the Baruch Shalom is fearing in the Velt, what he's doing in this world. What's the news like in Shemayim? Instead in Shemayim, they don't have CBS and INS. What's the news in Shemayim? The news in Shemayim is not, meaning the hachrozes, the announcements, the proclamations, the bulletins, the breaking news in Shemayim, is not about the gezeiros that Hashem makes in Shemayim. Hurricanes, wars, peace, whatever it is. There, the Yun Kaddish and the ones above, the Malachim, they're all involved in these gezeiros. It's not news in Shemayim. So what's the breaking news in Shemayim? The Torah says, in Shemayim, the Malachim have their ears glued to the radio to find out what human beings are up to. In this world, we're trying to find out what God is up to. And we're trying to understand what the Baruch Shalom is doing in this world. What's going on in Shemayim? And in Shemayim, the Malachim are trying to figure out what's going on earth. What's going on with us? Because HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. Everything that Shemayim did, that Himmel did, the Malachim are part of. That's part of the Rebbeinu Shalom's inner circle. But when it comes to our mitzvahs and our avayers, when it comes to what we do in our lives, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. That news they don't have in Shemayim. They don't know about that. They're trying to look down and to understand, to see what's going on in this world. And listen to what the Gemara says. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machriz Aleihem. That in Shemayim, Hashem Yisbarach gets on the air himself. Not a malachal, you understand? Not even a Michal Gavriel. A big malach, not a malach. From Shemayim, they're looking down into this world. Like Ahat Alf Alfa Adolus, that I was shown how they have that, they have on the computer. That you're able to press a button and it goes down and shows the world, and then it goes down, goes down, goes down, and then it shows your house. Which I saw on the computer. Except it was an old picture because we fixed it up a little bit in front. I just wanted to tell you that. It's a little bit better now. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machriz Aleihem. Not a malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets on the air. In Shemayim. Because all the malachim are trying to figure out what's going on over there. They don't know our machshavos. They don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets on the air. Chvoid of Atzma. And he gives over a special bulletin about three Jews. That's the Gemara. Shloish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machriz Aleihem B'chol Yom. Now we need to be one of these three guys. That's the schus we're looking for. That's what I'm talking about. So let's find out. Let's see. These are the three. Al Ravok Hagar B'krach Ve'inei Chayte. The Baruch Shalom says news in Shemayim to the Malachim when he looks down and he sees that there's a bachelor, a single guy, a Ravok. Guy's not married. And he lives in a big city in the Krach. Ve'inei Chayte. And he holds himself back and he doesn't sin. That's the first person. The second, Al Oni Kamachza Aveda Lebaleo. The second is a poor person who finds a wallet, something, an oyster, finds a big amount of money, and he doesn't keep it. He returns it to the person who lost it. He finds out, and he's Machza the Aveda. Big news in Shemayim. Special bulletin. Hashem gets on himself to announce in Shemayim. And the third, Val Oshir HaMa'aser Peyroiser Bitzina. A wealthy person who gives a lot. He's Ma'aser Peyroiser Bitzina. He gives his maisis in such a way, bitzina, in a hidden and modest way. He doesn't want people to find out how much he gives. He tries to do what he does in a way that's a matan b'seser. These are the three people who make the headlines in Shemayim. We understand who these three people are. The Krach, the city is filled with nisyonos, is filled with unbelievable temptations. And those sounds of the city are pounding into our ears. We're going to be now in Yitzhak Hashem in a few days, Toshin Ayin Beis. And the sounds of the city are pounding into the ears, not only of a single person of Aravak. And those sounds are almost impossible to ignore. The sounds of the city. And the Gemara is not talking about the traffic. The Gemara is not talking about people selling things and calling out and making noise. The second person is so poor. He's had such a hard year. And all he wants is to be able to take care of his family, to pay the yeshivas. Can you imagine? He has no way, no hope. And then suddenly he finds some money. However, he finds something that's lost. What a nisoyim, what a test. The first guy holds himself back. even though he's being pulled in the city in every direction, v'ein echayte, he holds on to his pureness. The second person who is tempted to keep money that doesn't belong to him, the second person holds on to his integrity. He holds on to his ehrlichkeit, to his honesty. And the third person is the asher, is the wealthy man. This wealthy person didn't become wealthy, Stan. He worked very, very hard. And he made a wealth of money. He made a lot of money, and he's doing a lot of good with his money, and he knows it's a tremendous, tremendous taiva. For him to let people know what he's done, and to indulge in the covet that often comes with wealth, it's a big nisayon. And this usher, this wealthy person, holds himself back. So we need to ask a simple question. We understand that this last individual who makes the headlines in Shemayim, who passes this test of COVID, and he's Maisa Peraisa Bitsina, and he gives the tzedakah in a way that's very private and very hidden. We understand that person, Al Pi Din, he doesn't have to do that. He's allowed to do that publicly. He's allowed to give the charity in a way that everybody knows. There's even a tshuva in the Rashba, the Farsim, and Moise Mitzvah, that there's an inyan to encourage people to give tzedakah by publicizing those who do give. That's why we do that. It encourages people to give. The Rashba writes in the tshuva. So we understand that this wealthy person who was completely permitted according to halacha to indulge in some covet and to have his name up in lights, but he chose to overcome that nisayon of covet. We understand that that person is doing something which is lifnim meshuas hadin, above and beyond what's required. So that makes the headlines in Shemayim. We understand it makes the headlines in Shemayim. It's a big thing. It's a chashuv thing. He didn't have to do that. He could have had his name up. He could have been honored. See, he did something with the Mishra that didn't. So such a person deserves recognition in Shemayim to make the headlines. But let's talk about our two other friends. I think we could identify with the two other ones more. Al Ravok Hagar Bekrach Ve'ena Chayte. The bachelor, the single guy who lives in the big city, who's surrounded by billboards and temptations. Ena Chayte. Who doesn't do the Aveir, who doesn't sin. No. This is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do those Aveirs. You're not allowed to do those Aveirs. It's also Al Pi Din. You're not allowed to. And what about the only that's Machzir the Aveir de la Baala, the poor person that he returns that which was lost? No. One doesn't have to have yodin to know that there's such a thing as a Shabbos Aveda. It's a din deraisa. You're not allowed to keep that wallet that you found. Provided that it has, of course, the necessary simonim and so on. You have to give it back. So what's the chiddush in Shemayim? That the Baruch Shalom says to the whole chevra up there, chevra, come over here, I want to show you something, you're not going to believe this. And the Baruch Shalom shows him this guy, is giving back the aveda, the lost money. And the first guy that he's holding himself back, there was something that came up, and he could have done a disgusting thing, a disgusting aveda, and he didn't. And the Baruch Hashem calls all the malachim together, and he says, I got to tell you, this is big breaking news that just came in. You got to take a look at this. What's the chiddush? This guy's not a gazlan. If you keep the lost object, you're a gazlan. You're a thief. That's all. It's plain and partial. And the first guy, the single guy that doesn't sin. So the big news of Shemaim is that what? That he's not a mushkas, he's not a manuvel. These are the chadoshes. This is the big news of Shemayim that the Baruch Hashem gets on himself to report. But the Torah says, yes. Because what these three Jews have in common, and our boys say, this is our key. This is our Pesach. This is what gives us the right with everything to bang on the door again. And to ask for forgiveness. To bang on the door again and ask not only for forgiveness, but for a new year, another year. With more brachas than this past year. What these three have in common is these are Jews who are oimdim b'nisayim. These are Jews who are being tested, who are being tempted. And the oimdim b'nisayim. And the Gemara is telling us, that the Baruch Hashem loves all Jews. But if you want to know what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu so excited, that he grabs the microphone, and that he screams out, Chazu, Chazu! He says to the Malachim, Chazu, Chazu! Bonai, Bonai Chavivai! He says to the Malachim, look, take a look and see my children. Look at this guy in Tov Shinai in Aleph. All of his friends are going onto the internet and looking at this, and the other ones are going not only on looking at this, but they're following up a lead on the internet and going to that place. Chazu, chazu! Look at him, he's sitting in yeshiva and he's learning. Look at him, he's trying to fight against that taiva. Yeah, he has a bad thought, yeah, he chapped up with something in his head, but then he overcame it, and he's struggling with that in Tov Shinai and Aleph, and he's holding himself back. And he's not going to do that aveira. Or he felt like going in to look onto the computer and he said, no, I'm not going to do it tonight. And Hashem says to the Malachim, you're not going to believe this. Chazu bonai. The mishtachim itzar of the Elohim, what tzoris they have. Not tzoris, but Hashem, like they used to have tzoris, pogroms. The Yas and the Chavis of Dili. What the whole world is doing, and that this Jew is holding himself back. The Ravuk, the Krach, in the town, in the big city. What does it mean to be in the big city anymore? You know, nowadays, you can live in Yehupitzville. It doesn't make a difference. There's no such thing anymore as a village. There's no such thing anymore as a shtetl. Because in the village in the shtetl, he has the same kalim. And all he has to do wherever he lives, as long as he has, I don't know how it gets over there, but somehow the electricity or whatever it is, whatever those waves are, get to that place. And this guy lives in a submarine, someplace under the Pacific somewhere. And all he sees over there are fish passing by. And he's still able to press a button. And he's able to go surfing in the ocean, not on top. The whole world is a big krach. A big city. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks down into this big city. And he's in this spoil. And he says to the Malachim, you gotta see this. And he looks and he zooms in on this Jew with that special lens. And he zooms in on the life of this Jew. Each person according to his mokim.
each one according to his life, where we come from and who our parents were, how we were raised, what we saw when we were children, what we watched on television, what we saw in movies, what we went to, how, what, where, everybody, Hashem Yisbarach has a different cheshbon. Hashem Yisbarach knows, like the Rambam says, only the Chaldeus knows what this person's nisayon is. And this person, the Ravik, that person who's living in a big city, that's us. And he's mezgaber. He overcomes that. He holds back. This is a hachroze. This stands at the center, at the merkaz of Hashem Yisbarach's life, kivyochel, of Hashem Yisbarach's world, such a Jew. V'oni hamachze aveda, the poor person who returns the wallet, who returns the lost object. But people are weighed down with the olav parnasa, and people have so many ways to do something a little bit different, a little bit crooked, a little bit off. And nobody will ever know, and he's not going to get caught. And he could cut corners like this and do things like that, and it'll make his life much easier. And he has all kinds of terutzim and why it's okay, how he's going to use this to help and to give for poor people, and for every mitzvah in the world. And he could do all kinds of things. And he has all kinds of terutzim. And he holds himself back. And he does what's right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malach, look, you're not going to believe this. You have to see this, what's going on, the news that came from the world today. And so it is with the wealthy fellow. Covet is such a tithe, everybody knows that. You could be in something that's the smallest little inyan. And it's always a question of mi b'raish, that everybody has to know and has to be out there and has to be loud and the whole world has to see what you did. So Gemara says you have a person who holds himself back and hides himself from the eyes of the world when he does something great. It does not even be great, something he does, he doesn't want anybody to see and learn. Doesn't have to be that everybody hears that he's davening somewhere else. So Baruch Shem says there's big news. The whole world is looking for cover. The whole world wants to be out there. You see this, that's part of the inyan with the technology, with the Facebook and the Twittering and everything, that the people are being mefas and everything in the world. I don't think mefas and the aveiros, but they mefas and every little thing that they do in their lives, certainly any mitzvah kala. Somebody was telling me that he got from the Facebook, somewhat, I don't know which is Facebook or Twitter, he got a message from somebody that says, from his friend, that he was zoicha to do his baidus for 45 minutes this morning. That's already ISIS baidus, you understand? Because he has 10,000 people on his stupid Facebook thing. And he said to 10,000 people, I had his baidus this morning, yes? He had his baidus this morning. So standing on Times Square, his bite of this. What does it mean anymore to be private? What does it mean to do something that's kind and that's real and that's good without having the slightest inyan with anybody else knowing? Oh, Yisrael Baruch Shalom says this big news came down came up from the world, and the Baruch Shalom shows the Malachim, Chazu, look at this here. He did a toiv and he ran away. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, and it's in the davening of these days, Milfanecha mishpati yetzeh, Milfanecha mishpati yetzi, even though Hashem, we're afraid. We're so afraid of you looking at everything that we do. We're afraid of that. We're afraid of those special eyes, that big lens that he has. And yet, Don Melch says, even though we're afraid, Milfanecha mishpati yetzi, einecha techazenim esharim, we want only you to see, because you know why? Einecha techazen, your eyes should see. Ati yedei rozei oylam, v'salumai sisrei kol chayet. Rabbi Shalom, only you're able to see the unbelievable nisyonis that we're going through. The unbelievable nisyonis. That what the Gemara is talking about couldn't be masig what we have now in these days, that a person can't bring in the mail without there being all kinds of tumah, that he just wants to get the mail. And what the milchamas are these days when it comes to Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Habris, when it comes to the Inyonim of Machlaikas, for a person who's boiling peeve, that he could fight, he could argue, and he holds himself back not to be in a Machlaikas, but instead to be Marval Midoisav. When the whole world says that a person nowadays who's Marval Midoisav is a loser, He's a loyusluch, he's a nebuch, he's a nerd, he's a nobody. Because if you'd be a somebody, you'd get up and you'd say what you think. And this guy is a shlamazel, he stands and he's boiling peeve and a zogornish. He doesn't talk, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't argue. He stays away from achloikas. So what exactly is the achraz? So Hashem's book says the news, but the Maharsha tells us what the hachroz of Hashem includes. The Maharsha says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is machriz, and he tells all the mekatrigim, all the scary malachim, the ones that are trying to get involved in harming us. And he says to all the mekatrigim and all the koiches of tuma, Hizaru b'ploini, hizaru b'ploini. Al tigu b'mishichai. The Rebbe Shlom shows this yid, who's oimed b'nisayin, whatever on his level is that nisayin. Only Hashem knows that. And the person is mizgaber, and Hashem Yisbarach plays this big news in Shemayim, and then Hashem Yisbarach announces to all the shlechta malachim, the bad malachim, the kaychas of tumah, the mekatrikim, that are trying to harm us and take away our lives, that are trying to bring illness, God forbid, upon us, and to cause sorrows to us and to all who we love. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, his har will employ you, stay away from that guy. Al tigu bay, al tishlach bayad. Don't touch that guy. He's one of my people. And we would never ever dream that that's us. But that's the schus. The biggest schus. To be strong, to be warriors, each person his madrega. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees us in our milchamas. And he sees the nes, the miracle of our lives, that at this time we're trying hard. So let me tell you an old story and a new story. Brought down this firm that in the days of the Tsar Nikolai Yamach Shemai, there were 10 Jews who were accused of something, of some rebellion, Christ, whatever. There was no shortage of accusations. And it was decided that they were going to be put to death. And as they often did, not always, but often, these Jews were given an opportunity to convert and to save their lives. And they were in jail, and they were given a few days to decide whether they were going to convert or whether they were going to be put to death. All the Yidden, all of the Jews of that town, on the day of the Mishpat, of the judgment, all of the Jews of the town got together in shul, and they were screaming and crying at Leva Shemayim. What were they screaming and crying? They knew that there was nothing to change as far as the Gzeir was concerned. That was already Nechlam, the Tabas, HaMelech. There's nothing to talk about. So, this is a true story. What happened? The Jews got together in shul. They were screaming and crying and davening that their ten brothers should be able to be Oymed B'Nisayin. They should be strong, and they should be able to stand, to withstand a test, and to die al Kiddush Hashem. And they lit candles, litoivasa. They lit candles because there's an Indian, of course, we're not going through that now. They lit candles together, the tefillah, but they didn't light 10 candles, they lit 9 candles. And the reason that they lit 9 and not 10 is because there was one young bocher. One of the 10 was a young bocher. He was davkia somebody who was not from the choshev, even the choshev bochrim in that town. He was up to a lot of mischief. And they only lit 9 candles because there was no havamina that this person, that this bochrim would be able to stand up to that task. So there was no inyan to put out anything like that on him. So they didn't even light a candle for this bochrim. And then suddenly, they heard a woman crying out from the Ezras Nashim. It was the mother of the bacher. And that was her only child. And she screamed out from the Ezras Nashim, I beg you to light a candle for him also. And daven for him also, that he should be able to be mekadosh shem shemayim, that he should be able to overcome that nisayon. And to give up his life as a Jew. And they lit a 10th candle, and they were crying a little bit longer, and then all of a sudden there was a tumult, and there was a banging on the door, and the door opened, and there was a policeman that came in with a big sack. And he threw the sack inside the shul. And the sack had in it 10 skulls of the 10 Jews who were beheaded. But they didn't know what was in there. And the woman came running from the Ezras Nashim, the mother of that boy came running from the Ezras Nashim, and she ripped open the bag and she started pulling out all of the heads until she came to the head of her only child. And she held the head in her arms and she started to cry out, thank you, Rabbi Shalom, that my child, Amen, Abon Semecha, that my child also gave up his life and he died as a Jew. And he was able to stand up to the Nisayon. You know what that means in Shemayim? Our heads were cut off many years ago. We're not in a place and a time where Hashem, for the most part, there is still such a thing, but for the most part, we're not being beheaded because we're Jews like the family in Itamar. But what we give up, and then in Shemayim, when they open that bag and they look through and they see each and every one of us, in his life and her life and in his yoinus, and now let's move ahead all the way till now, and I'll tell you a 1-minute story. I heard this in a conversation that I had with a wonderful Menahel out of town, from out of town. I spoke to during the summer regarding getting a certain girl into a school out of town. And this Menahel told me over, he told a ma'aseh that happened that he knew of firsthand. And he said that there was a boy, a young man, a bach, who met a Rebbe of his who he hadn't seen in many years. And the Rebbe didn't recognize the boy. He was now, of course, much older. He was a big bach. And the Rebbe had him when he was a little boy. And the bach went over. And he said, Rebbe, it's me. And oh, and oh, you remember? He said, remember, and he reminded him. He said, yeah, I remember, sure, how he used his Rebbe. I want to invite you to a simcha that I'm making. He says, what simcha are you making? He says, Kitzifas Gocha Protis, that I met you now. He says, I'm making my second Siyam on Shas. And I want to invite you, Rebbe, to come to the Siyam. He said, whatever it is, 2 weeks, whatever, to come to the Siyam on Shas. So the Rebbe said to him, I don't mean to in any way to hurt your feelings, but I don't remember that you were a Mitzuyan. I don't remember you as the kind of a boy that at this point in life, whatever it is, 20, I don't remember you were the kind of a boy that would be making you see a Mashas. Twice. Second time. I don't remember you as such a boy. So the principal told me that the boy said, Rebbe, you're absolutely right. And usually on the Gemara tests, I would get a 45 or a 50. But Rebbe, do you remember what you used to write to me on the test? I mean, I saw what was right, I saw what was wrong, but do you remember what you used to write on the test? So he said, I don't remember. And he said, you used to write on my tests, the Rabbanu Shloilam, you and I know that you did your best. And I want to tell you something, Rebbe, ever since then, my whole life has been about trying to do my best. That's my whole life, is to do my best. And because of that, Rabbi said, if we try that, if we try to connect to that, then we can come to the end of the story of Megillas Esther. In the end of Megillas Esther, at the end, what happened over there, she went in, she wasn't for 30 days, she went in against the law. Afterwards, and when the king saw Esther Malka standing in the courtyard, she was afraid. That's where we are now, in the courtyard. We're about to come into Rosh Hashanah, in Tzlichus the Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Vayihi kirayis ha-melech es Esther ha-malka imedes b'chotzer nosachein be'enav. She was so beautiful in his eyes. Vayayishet ha-melech le-Esther esharvit ha-zov ha-shebiyodai. And ha-melech and the king reached out his golden scepter. And vayayim ala ha-melech. And the king said to Esther Malka, and the Baruch Shalom says to each and every one of us who's trying to do our best, who's trying to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem, these last few minutes of Golos, Vayomer la Hamelech, Ma Loch Esther Hamalka, what is it, Esther Hamalka? Uma Bakashoseich, and what is it that you ask? And what is it that you're asking? See, here we are, Hashem, we're asking you. Your Esther Hamalka is still Esther Hamalka after all of these years. And we still believe that with everything, because of what we're going through, and we're trying our best, that we still have the right to come. Loi v'chesed v'lo b'masim, k'dalim v'chirashim d'afak v'glosecha, No, Al Tashivenu Reikam Lufanecha, but we ask you to reach out to Sharvat Azov, the golden scepter, and to whisper into the ear of each and every one of us, Ma Bakashoseich, my entire, my precious child, what is it that you're asking? Everything you want, I'm going to give you. Hashem is Baruch should give each and every one of us, and all Jews, whatever we want. It should be good. And what we want more than anything is to be back together with the King, to be able to see with our own eyes the perils of all that we've done these last few years, and to be zeicher to that time of Esechazene, Einenu B'Shulchul Tzion B'Rachamim, with the Gula Hashem V'Amitis, Mehebi Amen, Amen, V'Amen.